So if we have the assumption that your body's self-healing and self-regulating, we're no longer looking to shut down a symptom because your body is doing the wrong thing. It's screwed up. It's acting inappropriately. What we want to do is get to the root cause of why is it expressing that symptom and then work on that.
Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 10 of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I have a treat for you today. On this episode, we have my personal and longtime chiropractor, Dr. Rachel Richards. She is here to talk about all things chiropractic care, kids, emotional stress, what you can expect from a chiropractor, how you can find a great chiropractor, and all the things. I wanted to bring her on because I do think that there is a fundamental misunderstanding about what chiropractic care actually is. I think most people believe you're hurt, you have back pain, you have, you know, a vertebrae that you have an issue with, or whatever it is, that you go to the chiropractor for solely structural issues. And I actually go to the chiropractor and I take my kids to the chiropractor for a whole host of reasons. And I want you to hear all about it. I think about all the healthcare providers in my life. And honestly, like the one thing that I won't go without for a long period of time is an adjustment. And so now you're going to hear exactly why that is. Let's dig in. Welcome to the Detox Dilemma Podcast, Rachel. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm super excited too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell my audience, what's your origin story? What made you become the amazing chiropractor that you are?
Well, in a previous life, I was actually an engineer, so it was not my first career. And I was an engineer for 7 years, and I was pretty miserable, honestly, as an engineer. I wasn't doing very well. I was working a ton. I would work really long days. I would sometimes work up to like 3 weeks without a day off. And I found myself really dreading going to work. I wasn't working out well or eating. I gained, I think, maybe 15 or 20 pounds. And one day I parked in the parking lot to walk in and then started walking into work. And a car started to back up. And it wasn't like any kind of crazy emergency, but if I didn't do something, the car was going to hit me. And my first thought was, maybe I should let this car hit me and get hurt just enough that I don't have to go to work.
Oh my gosh. I have never heard that story. Oh no. Yeah.
So my second thought was, oh my God, that is not good. I'd rather get hit by a car than go to work. And I'm choosing to do this, right? We all are choosing everything we do. So that was my wake-up call that I wanted to change. And my stepmom, who's a really amazing, lovely human, is a medical doctor who completely shifted her practice about 20 years ago to doing more natural treatments with people. She stopped prescribing almost all pharmaceutical drugs and started using supplements. And at seminars to learn about supplements, she was meeting chiropractors. And she said to me, Rachel, you know, these chiropractors are really happy people. And I just laughed. And I was like, oh, that's a weird thing to say. What do you mean they're happy people? But that was the first seed that was planted. And eventually I went back to school, chiropractic school, and became a chiropractor. And it was the best decision I've ever made career-wise. It's absolutely where I should be. I love it. I'm passionate about it. I'm so grateful that this is what I get to do.
Well, I'm so grateful you did. And I, of course, I'm biased because you have been my chiropractor, my family's chiropractor for so long. So of course I'm biased, but I'm very happy you almost, but didn't get hit by a car.
It wouldn't have been that bad anyway.
So I have an audience full of people who probably are not super informed or educated or know a ton about even what chiropractic care is. I actually think most people think you only go to a chiropractor if you get into a car accident and you get whiplash. Mm-hmm. So could you give a little bit of background on what is even chiropractic care and kind of how did it come to be?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question because you're right. And I didn't know anything about chiropractic either until I started talking to my stepmom about it in my late 20s. And it's interesting because most people do associate chiropractic with back pain, neck pain, maybe headaches, definitely pain and definitely associated with the back. But if we look back at how chiropractic started, it actually wasn't about pain at all. It's a really interesting story. There was this guy named D.D. Palmer. So he's the founder of chiropractic, and it's not that old. This was in 1895. He was interested in all kinds of natural healing techniques, and he had an office that was near the docks. And there was a porter who worked on the docks carrying heavy stuff. And this was a guy he knew. He would see him day to day in his office area. And this man's name was Harvey Lillard. He picked up a heavy box at some point, heard a pop in his back, and lost his hearing. And he went to Dee Dee and asked him if there was anything he could do because he knew that Dee Dee Palmer was into sort of natural healing and alternative healing techniques. And according to Dee Dee's writings, and I'm not going to get this exactly right, but I'm paraphrasing, he examined him. He found a vertebra that was pretty grossly like out of place with a lot of tension. I believe the quote is, racked it back into place. And Harvey's hearing came back, which was pretty spectacular.
Wow.
So then he said, wow, this is amazing. I just found the cure for deafness and started marketing that he could cure deafness. Oh, gosh. Right? Which is kind of ridiculous. And actually is one of the things that I always try to explain to patients who come in is that the root cause of what's going on with you could be totally different for different people, right? If you and I both have headaches, for me, it could be dehydration. For you, it could be neck tension. So if I tell you, oh my gosh, you know what really worked for me is I had to drink water. And you're like, all right, perfect. That's what fixes headaches. And you drink water, it doesn't work for you. You're like, dang it. So there's never one thing that is the treatment, the cure for a symptom, because you have to figure out what is the actual root cause. So in this case for Harvey, the root cause of his deafness was this misalignment in his spine. And so that's why it worked. And that's one of the things that we're always trying to get to the bottom of is what's the root cause of this problem for you.
That is a great story. I've also never heard that. We should hang out more, Rachel. I need to hear more of these stories. So I just quickly will share my experience and what brought me to chiropractic care. And one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on this show is back when I was a first-time mom, and I think a lot of moms can relate to this. When you have your first kid, you feel like you know absolutely nothing. And you kind of just do what you're told by people who are experts who you view know more than you do about your child. And my son, when he was born, really struggled with reflux. He could never really get comfortable. He cried a lot at night and also had reoccurring ear infections. And so for his first 6 months to a year of life, I was very sleep deprived. And it was really hard to watch. And so I would go to the doctor all the time. And it would be, oh, another ear infection. Here's another round of antibiotics. Oh, give him Zantac. I mean, I look back and feel so much mom guilt, even though I know I shouldn't. That mom guilt of, gosh, I gave him so much Zantac. That kid had so much Zantac. And now looking back all these years later, if I had only known better, now knowing, right, Zantac got pulled off shelves in 2019 because there's this link to cancer. And now I know that multiple rounds of antibiotics when you're a baby, there's some links to depression later in life that are well published and very scary. And at no point in time does your doctor tell you, oh, let's sit down and have a conversation about the side effects or the risks of another round of antibiotics or of this Zantac. And so as a new mom, I found chiropractic care out of sheer desperation. I had somebody give me a testimonial of their child, and I thought, well, I'll do anything at this point. And so I did. I found a chiropractor, and Asher got some cranial sacral and some adjustments, and I changed his sleep position. And he was a completely different kid. And I remember thinking, where were all the people telling me about this a year ago? I could have gotten so much more sleep in my life, and I could have enjoyed motherhood a lot more than, frankly, I did for that first year. And so what is it about chiropractic care that you feel like is so helpful or can be such a useful tool for parents?
Yeah, great question. And please don't feel guilty. We all do the best we can, right, with what we know at the time. I don't think there's a single mom out there who feels like she did everything perfectly right. I'm glad you asked this. So there's two things that I want to talk about to address that. One is that, why do chiropractors look to the spine, and how did, and that's sort of how we ended up being back pain, neck pain associated. But the key of the spine and the head, the cranium, is that that's where your central nervous system lives. So your brain is inside your skull. That continues down into brain stem and then becomes spinal cord. And now all of that is housed in your spine. And then at every single level of the spine, you have nerves that exit the spinal cord and go to every single thing in your body. So muscles, skin, but also organs and everything. So what chiropractic is really about is to balance and regulate the nervous system. And the nervous system is the big boss in the body. That's what's driving everything. It's the first thing that develops when you're a little tiny embryo, and it sort of runs the show. So really what we're about is nervous system, I would say regulation, balance, and then optimizing, right? So if the nervous system is regulated and balanced, then it's optimized and everything else flows better downstream of that. So with a tiny baby getting born through either a very tight vaginal canal or being pulled out, which can sometimes be pretty rough during a C-section, it's very easy to get stress on that system. And their nervous systems are very delicate. Their bones are not as strong yet, right, as they will be when they're 20 years old to protect that whole system. So it's really easy during that birth process or even in the womb, sometimes if they're a little cramped in certain positions, to have a restriction or something in that system that can be so gently and so easily shifted and removed with gentle chiropractic and cranial sacral care for babies. And then their nervous system can function well and everything else works better. I think on the other hand, also, you know, you were talking about getting antibiotics for ear infections and Zantac for the reflux. There's a really a fundamental difference in the way that chiropractors are trained and the way that medical doctors are trained. And I want to give the caveat here that's really important, that medical care is amazing and life-saving and is awesome in so many ways. And if you're in an emergency, you should absolutely go to a medical doctor. That whole system shines when things are really wrong. Now, what they don't shine at is feeling awesome and doing your best, right? So if we want to be farther along that spectrum between dead and amazing, we need some other kinds of models. And the philosophy and model of chiropractic and other natural healthcare modalities is that the human whole thing, right? Body, soul, emotions, physical, everything is a self-healing, self-regulating organism. So what does that mean? It means your body knows what to do. And it is absolutely capable of doing the right thing if we just take the interference away, if we just help it along sometimes when there are roadblocks. So if we have the assumption that your body's self-healing and self-regulating, we're no longer looking to shut down a symptom because your body is doing the wrong thing. It's screwed up. It's acting inappropriately. What we want to do is get to the root cause of why is it expressing that symptom and then work on that. So then we're not looking at just trying to shut a symptom down as the fix, which is often done with drugs or with medications.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to explain it. It's so interesting now that I have so much more experience. When my daughter was born, one of the first things I did was take her to get some cranial sacral and to get adjusted. And we as a family regularly get adjusted. In fact, whenever either one of my kids is very emotional or over emotional, seems to have some dysregulation in their emotions from their ADHD, both of my kids have ADHD, they ask for an adjustment. They'll say, "Mom, can we go see Dr. Nikki, who is my doctor here in Virginia?" They ask for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that because I see that all the time in practice too, that's not a thing that very many parents come in asking for help with, but it's a benefit they notice that when the kids get adjusted, they're just more regulated, right? So they can handle everything better, whatever kind of stress that is, whether it's an emotional stress or a physical stress.
Absolutely. Are you reading labels, but you don't even really know what you're looking at, let alone know which ones are toxic? And wondering if you really need to spend $8 on an all-natural cleaner made of nothing but vinegar? And how much of this marketing is just a bunch of greenwashing anyway? If you're confused, you are in good company. That was me when I first started detoxing my home. But now I've helped hundreds of families do it simply and without the overwhelm using my Tossing the Toxins roadmap. The best part, it is completely free. I wanted to create the perfect toxin-free cheat sheet and then give it away to anyone who wanted it. The roadmap walks you through what areas to focus on first that will give you the best bang for your health buck. You can download what I call the Toxic 20, which is my top 20 ingredients to avoid, right to your phone. It's jam-packed full of easy-to-follow steps on embracing a low-tox life. My only goal was to make it simple, like crazy simple. If you're ready to start detoxing your life, go download your free roadmap at www.tossingthetoxins.com.
So walk somebody through who's never been to a chiropractor. I think there is kind of this, what happens behind the closed door in the chiropractic office? Yes. They think, are they going to crack all my bones? What's going to happen?
They're going to jump on me and start cracking things?
Yeah. Walk people through what an initial visit or what regular visits with you would be like.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I would like to touch on super quick as part of this that I've heard from other people that it's like, I tried chiropractic, it didn't work for me. Or I tried chiropractic, I had a terrible experience. And the benefits are so great that I would encourage people, even if they had a bad experience previously, that might have just not been the right fit. That might not have been the right chiropractor. I mean, definitely not if it was a bad experience, I would say. But don't write off chiropractic completely because there's so much you can get out of it. And it's just like any practitioner that you seek out, you want to have a good fit with them and have a good relationship. So finding someone that you can connect with is important. Someone that is sort of style and demeanor is what you're looking for. And in my practice, we look at any symptom or problem that someone's having through the lens of potentially having four causes: structural stress, emotional stress, toxic stress, nutritional stress. So in our office, part of the evaluation is to determine which ones of those are there so that we can create a plan for that person. An initial visit, we would do a really thorough physical exam. We do a posture evaluation. We do some orthopedic tests. I make you squat and lunge and move your arms around and see how your body's operating. And then the chiropractic adjustment is really about balancing the nervous system. And that can look so many ways. Sometimes it is cracking, but if people don't want that, there are so many other ways to do that. So our goal is to restore function and balance to the nervous system. And there are on the full spectrum of really light touch to firmer touch type of techniques, depending on the person.
Yeah. And everyone wants different things. And I'll say I left San Diego. So one of the saddest parts of moving was losing you as my chiropractor.
Oh, I know. I miss you too.
But I had to go shopping for one.
Yes, exactly.
I went to multiple chiropractors until I found one that I was like, okay, you practice in a way that one, I'm comfortable with, I'm used to, I feel the benefits. I've always said the reason why I love adjustments is because, and I was a gymnast for most of my life, so I do think I do have a lot of structural things, but I get this like tingling and I feel like my blood starts to flow better in my legs, my head clears up. Like I'm one of those people that gets an immediate kind of reaction from being adjusted where I just feel like, I don't know if it's my blood or my nervous system or whatever it is, but it just seems to feel better. And I know not everybody has that kind of elation, you know, after each adjustment. I'm just one of the lucky ones.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I think people definitely have different experiences, of course. And a little bit of that is probably how in touch you are with your physical body and the sensations too. I think you're really in tune with your body and how it's doing. And I think that's also a benefit of getting adjusted in chiropractic care too, is that the communication is better. It just is between your brain and your body. So you are sort of more able to be aware of those things.
Absolutely. So what would you say to somebody who says, well, I'm not hurt, I don't have any aches or pains at all, and so why would I need to get adjusted?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's what everybody thinks it's all about. And so that's a really common thought. And I think, you know, if you're in pain, you definitely need to find a chiropractor. But there's so much more to it. And knowing what I know now, I mean, I was never adjusted until my late 20s. As I was telling you my story before, I didn't know anything about chiropractic. Both of my parents are medical doctors, and we were a very medical household. But knowing what I know now and having experienced what I've experienced, I would never go back to not getting adjusted. Because it helps your nervous system, which runs the whole show, everything works better. And I also like to use my body pretty hard. I like to work out hard, and there are a few sporting activities I like to do. So physically, I feel better when I get adjusted regularly. Mm-hmm. Mentally, I feel better. It's my absolute first go-to if I'm feeling sick or stressed. And for my kids too, the basics, right? If my kid has a stomach ache, it's, did you poop today? Have you slept? Are you hungry? And let's adjust you.
Yeah, it's really funny that you say that. I think Everly has seen a pediatrician so few times in her life, because if she ever felt run down, had sleeping problems, or her ear, like, oh, my ear hurts, my first answer was always, we're going to call Dr. Rachel and we're going to go get you adjusted. And that always worked. That's what we did. The first sign of illness, of like fatigue, of just kind of feeling off, I called you. So
yeah, I think there are a couple of studies out there. There aren't a ton, but there are a couple that show if people see a chiropractor first for certain. I want to say the studies that have been done were actually for back pain, because that is, like we're talking about, one of the things that's most associated with chiropractic. But the amount of medication that people used and the number of times they ended up having surgery was really, really decreased if they saw a chiropractor first for that pain versus a medical doctor.
Yeah. And you know how I love to dig in, and I'm a total science nerd. I mean, there are so many amazing published studies. And I think it's funny that the ones on chiropractic care, their summaries are always like, we were so surprised by these results. Like, they're written in there. Like, they didn't expect it. But I mean, everything from ADD, ADHD, the benefits and the improvement on kids' ability to focus and emotionally regulate. There is some really awesome studies on high blood pressure in chiropractic care compared to medication, which is fantastic. Insomnia, headaches, migraine. I mean, there is incredible science that support your entire profession.
Totally. Yep.
Okay. So let's talk about this thing that you do in your office that I love and I hate at the same time.
I know where this is going.
You know, as somebody who's super open on the internet about previous loss and grief and hard emotional things in life, you helped me tremendously. You do this thing called a neuro-emotional technique. Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Yes, that is a technique that I love. So I'd love to chat about that for a minute. Neuroemotional technique, or we call it NET for short sometimes too, is an amazing physiological, so body technique to help release old stresses, old feelings, old traumas, both big T and little T traumas, out of the body so that it's no longer creating physical problems. And it was developed by a chiropractor in the 80s, Dr. Scott Walker, who's an amazing applied kinesiology doctor, which is my background as well, who was really interested in trying to help patients who couldn't get better because of their stress. So chiropractors had recognized for a long time that there would be people who didn't, quote, hold their adjustments. And so that's sort of chiropractic speak for stabilizing. So if you're not holding your adjustment, it means every time you come in, I have to adjust the same thing again. And sometimes that's from stress, from emotional stress. Now, it could also be from a chemical stress, which is a separate sort of treatment. But it was for a long time just sort of shrugged, like, oh, shoot, you know, too bad we can't do anything about that. So this chiropractor really wanted to figure out a way to help those people. And after a lot of study and travel to India and other places and studying other healing traditions, he developed this technique called neuroemotional technique that is so powerful and so efficient. It's one of the awesome things I love about it. So you don't have to know what the stress is that's bugging you unconsciously, subconsciously, because most of it is sub and unconscious. We can get there with the technique really quickly, literally in minutes. So that's an amazing part of it. And then also that it's a body technique. So we don't have to talk about the feelings and the events and all of the things that are creating this stress. You can if you want, obviously. Chiropractors are very good listeners, but you don't have to. It's a body technique. So once we identify what that stress is, the technique is a way of supporting your body to process it in that moment. Because really the only time that emotions are problems for us is when they're unprocessed or sort of unexpressed, unfelt all the way. And NET is a great way of finding and then releasing those stresses. The last thing I want to say about that is the longer I practice, the more I see that that really can have the biggest impact for people on their physical health is dealing with the emotional stresses and the old stored traumas that they have in their body.
Yeah, I think this is important. And I do think there's more awareness now. I read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, and it actually seems to be fairly popular. It's talked about in circles now. You hear people talking about this on the internet, options for tapping or getting in your body or somatic movement. And it all goes back to ways of physically processing emotion out of your body so you're not storing it. And I do think most people understand that, like you said, big T, little t, trauma, stressors, an emotion that is held inside. I think that we have a gut instinct that's not good for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you mentioned applied kinesiology as your background. So how does that differentiate you from, say, a chiropractor that doesn't have that background?
Applied kinesiology is a postdoctorate training. So it's after you graduate with your doctorate, it's a separate training course. It's a 100-hour class. You take it twice and then before you can take the certification exam. And that was my training. And I love it for a few reasons. One is that it has that model of looking for all the four stressors, so structural, emotional, toxic, and nutritional as possibilities. And it's also encompasses a lot of principles from Chinese medicine and Eastern techniques for healing and of ways of looking at the body. So it's a great training for knowing and understanding the correlations of muscles in the body with organs in the body, with emotions in the body. And then, you know, how to look for those things and how to treat those things.
I love it. So if somebody who has never seen a chiropractor before, what would be the best way for them to go about finding a chiropractor?
That's a great question. Because like we talked about, you have to find the right fit, right? I don't want you to give up on all this healing just because you met one bad chiropractor or one that you didn't get along with, even if they weren't bad. One of the best ways is a personal referral. So if you have a good friend who knows a good chiropractor, that's a great place to start. If you don't have that, I usually send most people to the Neuroemotional Technique website, which is netmindbody.com. They keep a directory of all the doctors who've been trained in that technique. And I like that because obviously they have the emotional technique training, but as part of that technique, there's the training in looking for the four stressors as well. So even if they don't have the full applied kinesiology background, they're going to have that philosophy of looking for those stressors. For anyone looking for a pediatric chiropractor or a chiropractor during pregnancy, the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association's website is great too. So they maintain directories of people who are certified in the pregnancy techniques and the pediatric techniques. So that's a great place to start. And that, I believe, is icpa4kids.org. We'll double check.
Yeah, and I can put all of these links in the show notes, so they're easily found.
Yeah. And then I think after that, like you said, it's sort of checking to see who you connect with, who you jive with well, and don't give up. If you go to one chiropractor, don't assume that they represent all chiropractors everywhere.
Yeah, no, there's, you know, just like there's, I don't want to use the word bad, but, you know, I've had dentists I was not a fan of. I've fired multiple pediatricians, not because they were bad pediatricians, but because they didn't align with my values.
Totally.
And I do think that people should do this more. I think that we should work with and use and see and trust the people who align with our values and what we're looking for. And I think people should be picky about who their health providers are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're going to this person ultimately as an expert for guidance, right? So you want to trust them and feel comfortable with them.
100%. So the people in my family and friends who go to see you are going to kill me for this. But can you tell my audience where to find your practice? And how people can make it. You're in the San Diego, the greater San Diego area. Tell us a little bit about Harmony Health.
Thank you. Yes, we are located in Mission Valley, which is really central in San Diego. So people can come from sort of all around the San Diego area. And we have two doctors in my office, so myself and another doctor. She is amazing. Also, Dr. Megan Peterson. And we also have a myofascial expert. She's a massage therapist, but very specific in myofascial release, named Katie. And we also have an infrared sauna in the office. We have a pulsed EMF mat that people can use in the office. So it's a great place to get all kinds of healing.
Well, thank you. I am so happy you were here. And you're so amazing that I literally joke with people. I'm like, I'd never get on a plane to go get adjusted by Rachel. So if you are lucky enough to live in the greater San Diego area, I cannot say enough amazing things about this human. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I love that. And I want to thank you too, because I am so happy you're doing this work. I've sent several patients your way already who are overwhelmed with the idea of how to start with clean living and getting rid of chemicals and toxins. And I send them to you because you've done such amazing research and also putting it together in a way that anyone can, take the next best step without being overwhelmed. So I really appreciate the work you're doing.
Oh, and the next best step. I love that. It's perfect. All right, Rachel, take care.
You too.
Oh man, it felt so good to have such a good friend and my amazing chiropractor, Dr. Rachel, on the show, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I loved interviewing her. If you think you know somebody that would love this show, please pass it on and share it. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next week.